Very quickly, Rabbi said, I just wanted to share a Maharal. It's kedai to look at in Tiferes Yisrael and Perek Vov. Maharal says he actually takes to town the Ramban and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. This is pretty esoteristic Maharal, how he argues with the Rambam and the Ramban about their approach to mitzvahs. That Kedua, the Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara in Brachas, that says if a person approaches the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and says that the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be mitzvah us in Shiluach HaKan, I don't see anything. But is he supposed to be there?
He's
here. Oh, okay, fine. No. I just want to make sure. Is Shiluach HaKan is Kedei L'Racham Al Abrius Mashtikin Oso. So the Rambam in Mayor Nevuchim writes about the element of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to instill in us with the Shiluach HaKan, which seems to contradict that whole Yisod of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzav is Gzeris and not Kedei L'Rabos Rachmonius, as well as the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze writes how that and the mitzvah of Osova Espino is to teach and to train individuals not to be achzari and cruel. And the Maharal basically says it's come out against the Gemara. So the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says he knows it's against the Gemara. He says we don't pass one like that day in the Gemara. But the Maharal is not willing to accept that. And he thinks that the Ramban's way around that Gemara is also very difficult. But the reason why I'm quoting this tonight is because the Maharal's rationale of why not to approach the mitzvahs like this, and not, although the Gemaras do sound like the Maharal, his yesod is v'haraya mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. He says, what our Gemara teaches us, what our sugya, what the Gemara Nadarim tells us, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, when you look at Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, and Afchav Chesem et Aleph, that the Gemara, Rashi says, it was given as a yoke, says the Maharal, there is no cheshbin of, and this is a big tos, because we often don't always think like this. There is no cheshbin when it comes to mitzvahs that I'm supposed to give tzedakah to help the other individual. That is not on the cheshbin at all. There is no hana'a element in mitzvahs. That might be the reason the Rebbeinu Shalom has a cheshbin in order to make a gzeirah on you, says the Maharal. But in terms of your cheshbin has to be that it's a gzeira and it's a gzeira and it's a gzeira. That's all it is in totality. And there's no hana element, and there's nothing, and I'm not doing it for my own personal hana, and there's no geschmack that I'm supposed to be doing it. There's no reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this, and his yisoid adavar is from mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, from our Gemara. So he says, the Rambam and the Ramban and this whole approach seems to, he builds up his whole approach to mitzvahs. You could say that there might be tashlumin in the future, you know, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu fundamentally made these gzeiras. But your approach to the mitzvah has to be that it's a gzeira, and that's outside of your purview. And the fact that another person is going to be helped by your tzedakah is also outside of your purview. And the fact that there might be some mercy on this bird once I'm going to send it away, that's also not part of your cheshbon. That's all outside of our cheshbon. It's really a fundamental kedai to take a look, just based on what he builds from our sugya of a yesod in terms of his hanocha and mitzvahs. And he really argues on many rishonim in terms of, he says that when the Torah says, the pasuk says in Dvarim, "Esam mishpatim esachukim l'toiv loch." Right? He says that the other rishonim are probably understand that there's a benefit. He says that's not you can't translate it like that because that would be against the our sugya of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. And memela that's not the toiva is not the reason for the tzivva. You can't read the pasuk to read like that. Yeah.
Is he saying, and therefore there's a chisaron in your performance of the mitzvah, or that you didn't even do the mitzvah? Like, how far does this go?
No, I don't think it's going to be ma'akev in the mitzvah. I just, it's just as much as he's going to think that that's mashtikinos. I mean, that it's a little bit worse. It's not a chisaron in the mitzvah, but it's a shtickle kfira. Meaning, it's a fundamental. I'm not saying that you're against the Yud Gilmi Yikarim. I'm just saying that is not Yiddishkeit. That's what the Maharal is saying. It's not. It's an inyan in emuna. It's an inyan in understanding the tachlis hamitzvahs and what a ratzon habayre. It's more fundamental. I don't think it's ma'akev in the mitzvah because you know kavana might not even be, you know that's machlokes mitzvahs kavana. And even if you hold, you could still have kavana in this matzav. So this is more the drive. What? I don't think so. I don't think, because the kavana is in the maisa mitzvah. So I'm doing it, you know, I just think, you know, he wants me to be like this. You know, he wants, that's a drive, or that's, I don't think it's going to affect the mitzvah, but it might be more fundamental. It's, you know what understanding, it's a shayla and emunah and your connection to the Rabbi Rael. Yeah. I don't think so.
It just
yeah. Yeah. Rashi just says this is the sibas hamitzus. It's really a fundamental sugya, like mamish, what is the ratzon habayri when it comes to mitzvahs? It's according to the Maharal, this is really like setting the platform of everything. And he knows, he says that, you know, I apologize for arguing on the Ram and the Ramban, but like Torah hi v'luman ani tzarech, and he really like really takes, you know, he really it's something fundamental. Okay. So back to our sugya, Rabbi said that was just a little bit of a hashkafa that just relates to the sugya. But we were discussing last week, a quick recap, because I just want to be maisif a few nakudas. There's a fascinating shayla halacha l'maisa that I saw Rabbi Moshe has based on our sugya. But first let's go back to the sugya and let's just recap the sugya. So the Rishonim discussed the following question. The Gemara talks about taking a neder, assuring your wife to you for Tashmish Hamita. So the Ran asks, why is there a problem? Why is it going to be usur? Why can't you continue? Just say mitzvah lav lehenis ninu, and you have a chiyuv towards your wife. So therefore, the application of mitzvah lav lehenis ninu should apply. So the Ran answers, it's not going to help you because big yisoid says Dr. Ran, mitzvah lav lehenis ninu doesn't apply to mitzvahs that have hanos aguf. Mitzvah lav lehenis ninu is specifically talking about the mitzvah. But the hanos haguf element is still going to be problematic and you're going to be considered nana, and therefore it's not going to help you out. And the Ran brings a raya to his yusayid. He says there's a Gemara that says pretty much beferish what I'm saying. Because the Gemara says that if you're noider min amayon, if a person has the mitzvah to be toivel, and he's noider min amayon, if it's b'moisach agshamim, so it's mutter, because he's not getting any benefit from it. But if it's b'moisach hama, it's aser. Why is up the Ran? You see, beferish. Even though it's a mitzvah lav lehenis, it doesn't apply where it's going to be hanos haguf. Zok the Heiliger Rashba, the Rashba says on our daf, the Rashba answers, no, the reason why we're not applying mitzvah lav lehenis ninu when it comes to tashmish hamita, zok the Rashba, two answers. First of all, because there's two elements over here. Every chiyuv a husband has to his wife, Every chiyuv in tashmish hamita a husband has for two different reasons. Number one, he has the chiyuv of oina, to be mahana his wife. Number two, he has his own personal mitzvah, which actually the wife doesn't have. He has the mitzvah, puruvu. There's more mitzvahs, but the Rashba deals with those two mitzvahs. There's also Shevis Yitzhara, whatever, but those are the two basic biblical mitzvahs that apply when it comes to Tashmish Hamitah. So the Rashba says, when it comes to Oina, so why don't you say mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu? So the Rashba says a chiddush. He says, no, because the chiyuv of Oina is klape chavero, is towards the other individual. And once there's an isser in doing so, so that chiyuv doesn't exist. Once the chiyuv doesn't exist, so mamela the nether's, there's no mitzvah, so mamela the nether's, mamela, there's not going to be mitzvah slav lehenis nenu. So when it's klape a shibud lechavero, that's what the Rashba says, it's not going to have the din of mitzvah slav lehenis nenu. Good. That's the way the Rashba deals with the first half. Then he says, but I have a mitzvah ben adon lamakom, not klape chavero, of puruvu. On that, the Rashba says, yeah, but you don't have to choose this woman to be Mekayim Puruvu. You can be Mekayim Puruvu with another woman. Good. That's reminiscent of the Shita of the Rush in Ksubis. The Rush thinks that there is no mitzvah to get married. Ah, you'll tell me, and the bracha that you say under the chuppah is not a birkas hamitzvah. Ah, you'll tell me there's a mitzvah of puravu. So the Rush says the same exact thing. What do you have to marry? What do you have to get married for that? Just get a pilegesh. You can be kind of puravu with a pilegesh. Dr. Rush, you know, something you don't want to say under the chuppah. But, you know, that's what the Rush says, that's his analysis. Good. Fine. So the Shiloh, so the Rashba is saying another Yusayt. Rashba is saying, by the way, mitzvahs lav la'anes ninu doesn't apply when it's efsher ba'acher. Good. On that, the Avnei Meluim had a kasha, and the Avnei Meluim said, really? Mitzvahs lav la'anes ninu doesn't apply, is up to Rashba, b'mokum where it's efsher ba'acher? So what are you going to deal with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't the Gemara Rosh Hashanah say be Moisak Shomim? It's mutter because mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. Over there, what? It's efsher ba'acher. So how could the Rashba say what he says? Zokta Avnei Meluim. No, we misunderstood the Rashba. The Rashba wasn't saying that every case of mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu is only one. It's efsher ba'acher. The Rashba was saying what? By hanos haguf. Again. Because the Rashba did not answer like the Ran. This whole yesod of the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba is all by default by the fact that the Rashba answered in the way he answered. And he didn't answer the simple answer of the Ran. Why didn't the Rashba answer? The reason why by Tashma Shamita it's not Mitzvah Zalenes, it is because it's not Osaguf. Zokta Achroinim must be, Shita Sarashba is, that Mitzvah Lavlahenes, the news all encompassing, and it could even help you to take care of Hanos Aguf. If there's Hanos Aguf that goes along with this mitzvah, so Memela, you're going to take care of this, resolve this issue with Mrs. Lavlanis. I, so why Taka doesn't it apply to Tashma Shamita? On that, the Rashba has to say that what? It's Efsher Ba'achar by Puruv. Zokta Avnei Meluim, what? Zokta Avnei Meluim, when the Rashba said by Hanos Aguf, he was speaking specifically about Hanos Aguf. Hanos Aguf is not going to be exempt, if that's the right word, through mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu, when it's efsher ba'acher. But not that every case of mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu is only when it's not efsher ba'acher. Zokta Avnei Meluim. So Memela, by me, most like Shomim, it's not a problem, because there's no one else I go up there. That's what the Avnei Meluim said. So I asked, what's the rationale of the Avnei Meluim? I don't understand. If mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu is applying, so hanos haguf should depend on whether it's efsher ba'acher or not. Like, what's the havona in Avnei Meluim? It sounds gibberish. It sounds like, you know, just different klolim that, you know, work their Lego pieces that fit. But I don't understand the svar at all. So what's going on? So we introduce the shaila of how to understand the machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba. Fundamentally, what's going on in our sugya? What is the nekudas machlekes? The Ran says hanos haguf doesn't help you. The Rashba says hanos haguf does help you. So I introduced last week the Yesoid of Rav Shimon Shkab. Rav Shimon Shkab built a maimid. He really built a havana legabe all Yisuri Hano. He said when it comes to Yisuri Hano, unless it's a dover that is oimed be'atzmo kedei lehenos, like chalov and varayis, if the entity by itself is not a dover hamahane, but rather it's my kavona that activates the Hano. And he explains this with the very fundamental yisoid of the Ran and Chulin, that the Ran and Chulin tells us that there is, by certain, by mochrik sus, when you're wearing begodim, and there's an isra of hana, of shatnez, and the Gemara says it's mutter, so the Rishayim asks the kasha, why? Even though it's a davar shena miskavin, so you should apply the din of psik resha. So the Ran says, no, psik resha applies by Shabbos. Psik resha applies by a pu'ula shal isser. But psik resha doesn't apply by isuri hana. Sekresha doesn't apply by Yisuri Hana. So if I'm not mechavin befoyel, actively being mishtatev in that Hana to now say, I want to be involved in that Hana, so then memeilu the Yisuri Hana, it's not just to be nene, it's the hishtamshus kedei lahanos. That's what the Reb Shimon is magdir in Yisuri Hana. That's his Yisuri. Memeilu zok Reb Shimon gevaldik, that's the Yisuri of the Rashba. The Rashba is telling us, why are you doing this pu'ula? You're not doing this pu'ula k'dei l'shtamish k'dei l'henes. You're doing this pu'ula for what? For the mitzvah purpose. If this action is mugdar as k'dei l'asayis tzivoy ha'boyre, so memela, there's no sheet of pu'ula l'shem hano, and that's why the Rashba is saying it's going to even help for hano saguf. Good. I said, based on that, Reb Shimon, now you can understand the Avnei Meluim. Dav the Mulum is saying, when does Hanos Aguf help you? When it's not Efshir Ba'acher. But if it's Efshir Ba'acher, then it's Takar Gibni Yosser, even by Hanos Aguf. Aye, doesn't the Rashba hold Hanos Aguf is also exempt in the Yisoid of Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu? So what I said, so what's the answer? So what I said was, according to Reb Shimon, the Avdim Alum makes kavaldic sense. Because now, by the fact that I'm choosing one over the other, I could have been Mekayim the Mitzvah with this Spidom. I chose to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with the one that's Osir. So clearly I'm being Meshtatef Pa'ula with this, and I want the Ishtamsha Shalana, whereas I could have been Mekayim the Mitzvah with the other one. So, Lefi Reb Shimon, I think the Avdim Alum's Hagdara within the Rashba makes a lot of sense. Imkain, Dr. Shimon, that's the answer to the Ran's Raya against the Rashba. The Ran asked the Kasha, how's the Rashba going to answer? Noider min amayin b'moisachama. Don't you see over there that it's usser if it's kedei lehenes? Dr. Shimon, no. On a hot day to go into a spring of water, that's like chalav and varayas. That doesn't need my activation. That's a davar amahana on its own. So therefore, even the Rashba will agree on such a hanos aguf that it will be usser. That's the Yisoid of Reb Shimon. Good. Truth is, Rabbi Yisai, I left off with a kasha. I wrote in the group last week. I said, I don't understand the Korinth Reb Shimon. The whole Yisoid that Reb Shimon's building is based on Aran and Chulin. So one would think that the Aran would subscribe to that in the Dor. You know, it's like, you have this whole unbelievable Hesber, and the Rashba holds like the Ran, and yeah, that's Gevaldik, as long as on the other side of the ping pong table you weren't dealing with a Ran. You know, so it's like, well, what's going on over here? The Ran doesn't hold of himself? The Ran is the one that you built this whole Yisod about, Yisuri, I know about, and he doesn't hold of this? So I don't think it's a Kasha. Now I'll explain to you why. Because what's the Reb Shimon saying? It's true. Both the Ran and the Rashba hold that when it comes to Yisuri Anah, you need to be Mishtatef, you need to be Mishtamesh L'Oso Dover, L'Shem Hana. But who said? So what does Reb Shimon say? So he says, when you're being Mishtamesh L'Shem Mitzvah, so Mela, that Ilu blocks the other dimension, the other Yisuri Anah, when I'm doing that. Who says? Maybe the Ran agrees that I need to be Mishtamesh Kedei Lehenes. But mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu doesn't necessarily create that blockade. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu means the hanos mitzvah is not considered hanos. But hanos aguf, even if I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah, memelai, it still could be a sheet of pu'ula. It could be a detailed machlekes legabe whether or not mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu divorces me from a hishtamshus l'shem hanos legabe the hanos aguf. Is that clear? It could be that the Ran just sees within mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, yeah, the mitzvah itself is not considered hanos. From the maisa mitzvah alone, but if there's another hanos aguf that comes out of it, so who says that the mitzvah is also a hagdara on the entire pu'ula, that it's not a hishtamshus l'shem hanos? Yeah.
Which case brings out the kasha? The mayan brings out the kasha?
Both Tashmish Amita and the Mayan. Meaning, look, the Ran holds that Hanos Aguf is still going to be Aser. So my Kasha is, just according to the Ran, I don't understand, but once you're blocking and you're saying that I'm not being Mishtamish L'Shem Hanah, like the Rashba, like he's saying according to the Rashba, I'm being Mishtamish L'Shem Mitzvah, and the Mela, the Hanah is Ki'ilu Me'elov, and it's going to be like a psik resha that we don't say by Hanah. So why doesn't the Ran himself say that and say that the Hanos Aguf is mutter, both by Tashmish Amita in our sugya and in the sugya of Maya and Nodim and Amayin?
I understand. Why would he say it's mutter? This is something that comes me'ilav. This is
a davar hanen on its own.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Isn't it
a? I mean, Tashmish Amita. Like, there's no like kavana.
No, but the Rashba is holding by Tashmish Amita that it should have been mutter through mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. Right, again, the Rashba has to come onto a new Yisoid. That was the Diyuk. How do we know that the Rashba argues on the Ran from the fact that the Rashba didn't answer its Hanos Aguf? You see that Hanos Aguf is also Mutter.
The Kasha is now on the Ran or on the Rashba?
No, the Kasha originally was on the Rashba.
Right.
The Rashba disagrees with the Ran. He says Hanos Aguf is also exempt through Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. How do you know that? Because the Rashba asked, what's with Puruvu? And the Rashba didn't answer very simply, Hanos Aguf, like the Ran answered. Why didn't the Rashba hold like that? Because the Rashba holds that Mrs. Lablanis Minu could be an exemption for Anosa Guf as well. Aye, but there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah against the Rashba by Mayan. So on that, Rav Shimon answered and said, no, there's different cases. By the case of Mayan, it's a Davar Anena Bifnei Atzma. By the case of Tashma Shamita, it's not. So now I'm asking, so why didn't the Ran hold like Rav Shimon's Yisoid? If it's all based on the Ran himself, the Ran should have subscribed to that. So all I'm just saying is that not necessarily. Maybe, again, it's a Dakas Dikachiluk, but maybe the Ran could say that I could still see a Hishtamshus L'Shem Hanah for the Hanah Saguf that's emanating outside of a Maisa HaMitzvah. Maybe that Chiddush that Rav Shimon's extending to the Rashba is not so pashut. I just felt that it needed a Gemar HaDavar. Okay. But Rav Shimon is not the only Hezber HaMachleikus over here, Rabbi said. First of all, you look in the back, the Maratzchias. Maratzchias gives another Hezber. It's a fascinating Tzushdel. He just says, it could be the same Machleikus that you have when it comes to Yontif. Could a person be Makrav Nedarim and Nedavis B'Yontif? What does that have to do with being Makrav Nedarim and Nedavis B'Yontif? We happen to Paskin that you're not allowed to bring Karbana in Nedava on Yontif. Right? Chaps and Afkamina on Shabbos and Yontif, that you can't daven tashlumin b'nedava. You're not allowed to, that's the whole Yalav Yavo Shaila. And Erev Shabbos, we spoke about it a few times, Shaila of the Week. You know, about a person being misnadev a tefillah on Shabbos, on Yontif. He's not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to bring a carbon nedava. Why not? Why can't you bring a carbon nedava on Yontif? Hello, there's going to be achila. I can eat a carbon shlomen. I can eat a lot of basal. So the Rishayim explained, the reason is because Taisus and Beitza explains, because you look at the ikr is legavo. The ikr amaisa over here is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happens to be that there's going to be some achila afterwards, after your makar of the carbon. So the Maratzchia says, maybe that's the hezber amachleikas between the Ran and the Rashba as well over here. Do I look at the ikr adalver and therefore I could ignore anything that's coming out of it, the hanos aguf, like the Rashba? Since it's ikr l'shem mitzvah memela magdir the whole pu'ula, and hanos aguf will be mutter? Or do you say no, that you have to look in decompartmentalize and look at every element of this maisa, and if there's hanos aguf, it's not going to be mutter? Good. Rabbi Isai, I think that there's a svara pshuta that I was thinking about. I want to hear what you have to say in terms of answering the kasha and the Rashba. And I knew you sowed in the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba. The Rashba is the one who says a Chiddush over here, right? The Rashba says, not only is the Hanah from the mitzvah mutter al tzmitzvah lablehenes nu, but even Hanah Sagof is going to be mutter al tzmitzvah lablehenes nu. Frek the Ran, really? What do you do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Noider min Amayon that it's going to be Aser, right? Good. So we had one answer that said that the Rashba assumed there was a gzeira that you're maybe going to stay afterwards in the mikvah, and it's going to be a gzeira that you're going to be nanesh levitaris mitzvah. Maybe not. Perhaps one could say a different chiluk. Who's being matir the hanos aguf? The Torah is saying that when you're involved in a mitzvah, mitzvahs lav lehenes nino. And now, according to the Rashba, included in that heter of mitzvahs lav lehenes nino is anything that's involved in such a pu'ula, namely any hanos aguf. But when could I have that exemption of hanos aguf from the Torah saying mitzvahs lav lehenes ninu? The only time I could have that exemption is if it's muchruch that there's going to be hanos aguf from the maisa that the Torah instructed. Namely what? The Torah told me, do pruruvu. The Torah told me, have Tashma Shamita with my wife. The Torah was talking about a mitzvah that has hanos aguf. That on that the Rabbeinu Shalom was judging. On that the Rabbeinu Shalom was being magdir. And on that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, mitzvahs lav lehenes ninu. That's where the Rashba is talking about. Perhaps the Rashba can say, I'm not saying that there's always an exemption of hanos aguf when it comes to mitzvahs lav lehenes ninu. I'm saying when it's a dover anena that's built in nifrad from the mitzvah. Built into the mitzvah is hanos aguf. Sorry. Masha'enkin, Rabbi Isai, hanoider min amayon, b'yimoy sachamo, is not an automatic dover anena. What's the raya? The Gemara right before. It depends when you're going into the mikvah. Are you going in the winter? Are you going in the summer? That's not the where the Rabbeinu Shalom himself was matir. It could be not like Reb Shimon. It could be not like all these verses. The Rabbeinu Shalom said a maisa mitzvah that has a noise potter from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because that's not the reason you're doing it. And even though there's going to be an outside go, but it's only on what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. But if it's some, it's a matzav that I created, and I'm mishtatev, that there's going to be ano because of when I decide to do it, so then obviously that's us, sir.
That's different than the Ran.
The Ran saying, be moisab chama, it's going to be us, sir, because of ano saguf. The Ran saying, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is the raya to Tashmish HaMitzah. It's totally different. The Ran saying, no, we look at mitzvahs lav lehenes, this is just the maisa mitzvah. But any hanos haguf that comes out of it is obviously usur. Raya is from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What I'm saying, the Rashba is saying, you don't see a raya from there to Tashmish HaMitah. Tashmish HaMitah always has hanos haguf. Noidir ben Amayin doesn't always have hanos haguf.
Isn't it with the Ran that she in kima mitzvah chashuv hanah? Isn't that kind of saying the same thing?
That's the kiyum mitzvah, but not hanos haguf. So the Ran's going to ask her Tashmish HaMitah. The Rashba holds Tashmish HaMitah's mutter, right? Mitzvahs lav le'enisnin, according to the Rashba, would have allowed me to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashmish HaMitah with a woman that's usher to me. According to the Ran, that's absolutely not true. That's hanos haguf. That's not what Mitzvahs lav le'enisnin deals with. So I'm saying, even the Rashba that extends that Mitzvahs lav le'enisnin to hanos haguf is only a mitzvah that it's automatic that there's going to be hanos haguf. But if it's going to be a mitzvah that you decide to do it in a matzah that there's going to emanate and going to create hanos haguf al zeh, the Rashba l'chayra would never suggest it. I think that's a glatt chiluk to answer the kash on the Rashba from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Fascinating. With this, I close, Rabbi, so the sugya of mitzvahs lav lehenes ninu. I found the tshuva of Rav Moshe. He brings this up halacha l'maisa. In Chelek Aleph, in Simon Kuf Chav Vav, Moshe had the following shayla. Said they had a mikvah. I should have brought this up on Thursday night. They had a mikvah, and a yid warmed up the mikvah be'isr. And now the shayla was, can the woman go into the mikvah? Right? He's not discussing whether or not you're allowed to warm a mikvah. Which, by the way, on Shabbos. Yeah. There's a shaila whether or not a mikvah is allowed to be warm, because the Gemara has a lashon of tefila bechamin mi'iko, the Gemara in Yuma. But I don't give women shir about these topics. You know, this is they say that the Balatanya said he was makel three times in his life. I forget what they are, but one of them he says these three kulas got me into Gan Eden. He says one of the kulas was to find a kula about. Having warm water in the mikvah to allow to make sure that the woman shouldn't freeze when they're going into the mikvah on Friday night. So there's really two separate shalas. I'm combining two separate shalas. One is, can a mikvah have warm water? Fila b'cham and mi'ika. And then can a mikvah for a woman have warm water on Shabbos, which is a separate shalas. So we're mekel. So whether or not it's mayim poshim is a long tshuva. The Nidviud, the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. But what happens if a mamish? You're not talking about a mikvah that was warmed on its own or through a thermostat, whatever. You know, a person did an iser, which was the whole reason why we really aser showering on Shabbos and Yontif was all gzeiras habalonim. This was the Gemara in Shabbos talks about the shtick that the people in the bathhouse did, and they made a gzeira and they asered all showers, which be'etzim really is the real reason. Someone was talking to me about this on Shabbos. If you really want to know why it's aser to shower on Yontif, it's really not because of the malacha. It's really because of gzeiras habalonim, which is the hard thing to get around. The malacha is probably mutter. I mean, you could argue, we could discuss it, whether or not it's mutter, b'kat mitzad mitoch. The real problem is the derabbanan, because they say a loy plug, and the pashtus, you know, that's the chiddush to be matir. The pashtus is it's us. But whatever, we did shvuos a few years ago when we did Hilchos Yontif, so I saved the last shir on Eitzes, had a shower on Yontif. That was like the shir from 3 to 4 o'clock. So the way to get throw some water in the guy's faces. So so Rav Moshe says. So he says it's a problem. The guy heated up the mikvah. The iser. Zokter Moshe mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. So maybe you could say that it's mutter for the woman to go in. So he says, "Aye, but do you say mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu by hanos aguf?" What's the isser over here? Sorry, I didn't explain. The isser is that you're being nene for Maisa Shabbos. Someone did a malacha, and now you're being nene for that malacha that he did for you. He did that malacha for you. So now it's usser. It's usser ba'ana. She says, mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. She says, wait, but this should be totally on the Ran and the Rashba. Whether or not there's hanos, about Yisuri, I know, whether or not hanos aguf. Mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu, helps for hanos aguf. So he says, yeah, but even the Rashba, this is interesting. So Rav Moshe says, even the Rashba, that he was matir for Hanasa, so he says, you can be paskin like the Rashba, so that the Hanasa gof is mutter, so he's paskining. He says, but even the Rashba, according to the way we explained last week, the first pshat, held that you can't stay around in the mikvah, that they were goyzer for you to go into the mikvah and the mayan, because maybe you're going to wait around after the mitzvah's over, right? So you're gonna be nene shloi b'teres mitzvah. So on that, Rav Moshe says, he says letzarech the noshim and l'kayim mitzvahs puravu. I'm willing to override that gzera of maybe a person is gonna stick around later and he's going to be nene from the iser. So it's just a fascinating application of the breakdown of all the lamdas we're talking about. Rav Moshe had. Not a person who took a neder from a mayan. You know, so sometimes we don't have halacha l'maisa cases from these nedarim. Rav Moshe said, all these dinim applied, but just not an iser anah through the neder, but an iser anah through Maisa Shabbos. Through a guy who cooked up the water, who heated up the water, and then the shaila is, do we have to be, if we accept the Rashba, do we have to be choishish that the woman's going to stick around, that she's going to be nana afterwards, and therefore we should ask her going to the mikvah to the first place? So on that, Rav Moshe says, no, you could be saimich on the Rashba, and you could be meikel, because meikar adin, it's mutter, and l'shem mitzvah, we can ignore that gzera. So that's just a fascinating halacha l'maisa, I thought, of from the sugya. Good. So that's in terms of mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. That's all I wanted to go back towards. Fine. Just quickly, I don't want to go too long. We'll just start the sugya. There's a fascinating sugya really pertaining to the beginning of the next sugya, which is on Tezayim and Aleph, the next Mishnah. Zeh choymer b'shvuos m'midarim, choymer darim b'shvuos. Keitzad omer koinim sukkah shani oisa lulav shani noitel tfilin shani minich b'nidarim aser b'shvuos mutti. So the Gemara says that there is a din of choymer b'nedarim b'shvuas, and that's what the Gemara continues on Tesayin Amabez, Rav Kahana Masne, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, Rav Tamiumi Masne, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Shmuel, Minayin She'en Nishboin Alav or Alamitzvahs. How do you know that shvuas is not chal on a mitzvah? Tamalom Layachal Dvar Layachal Vamechal Lechefti Shemayim. Maish Neded Dixiv. Ish ki yidur neder la Hashem lo yichol dvaro, shvu nami oksiv, o ishav shvu la Hashem lo yichol dvaro. Amar Abai, hoda omar hana asuka lai, hoda omar shvu shlohene min asuka. So Abai says, no, it depends on the lashon that you are saying. So if you're saying shvu shlohene min asuka, so that's akim bichal. Amar Rava v'chimitzis lahenes nitnu, el amar Rava, hoda omar yishiv asuka lai, hoda omar shvu shlohene min asuka. But before we get to Rava and Abayi's Machlokes, before I want to get to that, maybe we'll deal with that next week. Fundamentally, the Gemara is assuming that there's a difference between Shavuos and Nedar. A Shavua can't be Chal on a Mitzvah, and a Neder can be Chal on a Mitzvah. Okay, we have to analyze what Rava and Abayi are debating Mitzvah next week. So the Rishonim ask a fundamental question, a big Yisoid. The Rashba asks a Kasha on this Sugya. Says, why? So a neder could be chal on a mitzvah, right? A neder could be chal on a mitzvah. I can aser my sukkah through a koinim. So he says, I don't understand. Why don't you say ese doicha lois ase? That's the Rashba's kasha on our daf. Means the mitzvah of sukkah should be doicha the lav of the neder. And you should never have an iser to do the mitzvah. Hada amr yeshiva sukkah alive. Im timer leisi asay the sukkah. Velidche lois asay the lo yachal dvar.
Isn't that like the
Dovalos, I say it's like two separate things coming, and therefore the contradiction, we go with the Asik. Wouldn't here be the net is kind of completely uprooting the entire Asik, per se?
Why?
It's actually, I don't know the other way.
Kilayim betzitzis is the source of Asik Dechalis Asik. And we say, Asik is Dechalis Asik. So you're saying Efshel L'Kayim Shnei. So the Rashba is L'Chora assuming that this is a matzah where it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shnei. Because that was L'Chora. Yeah, I would assume. I mask him that the Rashba, I don't know why he didn't point that up, but I think you have to add that Ukimta. But in Echanami, what Daniel's pointing out is correct, that the Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuflam Gimel tells us from Rish Lakish, Kol Makom She'efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you don't say Esed Dechalo Yisese. So if I could sit in another sukkah, so you don't want to say Esed Dechalo Yisese. So he's obviously assuming that there should have been a simple answer over here. So let's assume that it's talking about a case where you don't have that option. So why don't you say Esed Dechalo Yisese? He's fundamentally asking on the whole kasha of Nedarim Chalam Advar Mitzvah. Okay? So the Rashbis answers a very difficult answer. He says every neder is a lois hesei v'ese. Because in addition to the iser of lo yachal dvaro that you have on a neder, there also is kechol ayotzi mipiv yase. So we have a principle in esei decholois hesei that ein asei decholois hesei v'ese. The problem with this Rashba, I don't have time to get into it right now, maybe we'll deal with it next week. The problem with this Rashba, the Mishnah HaMelech points out, is it's against the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Hei. Because the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Hei, discussing the sugyas in Esei Decholois Esei, the Gemara talks about a mitzayra nazir, and the Gemara says, why don't you say Esei Decholois Esei to shave his head? The Gemara says, Ein Esei Decholois Esei, and then the Gemara is chayza. The Gemara says, no, here you should say Esei Decholois Esei, even though there's a lois seva Esei. Why? Because it's yeshno b'she'ela. Any time the essay, the lois seva essay, is weaker because it could be eradicated because you could be shoyel on the neder, you would say even essay derech lois essay. So the Mela, ask the Mishnah Melech, so it's against the Rashba on our daf in his assumption of ein essay derech lois essay v'essay. But this is, so we'll have to get back to the Rashba. But if you look at the Nemukah Yosef, Rabbeisa, he says something fascinating. Look at the Nemuk Yosef on our daf. He asked the exact same kasha as the Rashba. I think so. Yeah, that's the assumption of the kasha. Yeah. Yeah. The Rambam even says you get Malkus. Yeah. You see? What?
We're not going to say that you're over.
No, you're never over on Freya. No, you're over on the Maisa Isser. Right. You're making Dvar of Chulin by doing the Maisa Avir. Zok the Nemuki Yosef. Anyone have it in the Ozra Hadr?
Yeah,
what daf is it? Hey? No, I have a different one. Nemuk Yosef, 1 second. Oh, here. Oh, here. In. Chaymer Benedarim. Benedarim, us, it's 3 lines down. I don't know if you guys have what I have. Hey, Amid Aleph, and then Mug Yosef. And then Dap
Erif. Is it on the Mishnah or on the...
It's on the Mishnah. It's right under the Mishnah. What? It's the third line. Chaymer Benedarim. Benedarim, us, lefishan Adarim, chalam devar mitzvah. Benedarim, iser cheftzehim. Ve'ein machil na'adam davara asilo. Shelo amra Torah lasis mitzvah b'yisuri ano. Ulefichach lekel ameimer baha delesi aseh de mitzvah v'lekelitche lois aseh. The Nedarim. Right. So what does he say there? Not like the Rashi in the first answer. Because what? Because Nedarim are Isser Cheftza. How did that answer the Kash? So Rabbi said, I got very excited when I saw this Nemuk Yosef. This Nemuk Yosef is the aside from the Yor Sameach. The Yor Sameach, you have to remember this from in Pesach. The Yor Sameach has a gewaldige chiddush. The Rambam paskins, if you have matzah shel tevel, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and you don't say esei deichalos esei. So the Or Sameach asks, why not? You have a mitzvah of matzah, why not be deichal, the yisur of tevel? Esei deichalos esei. Zokti Or Sameach, no. Because the yisur shel tevel is in the cheftza shel maichel. The mitzvah is in the mitzvah of the gav. Zokti heilig Or Sameach, a chiddush nifla ad lemoid. We don't say a mitzvah on the gavr could be deichal in yisur in the cheftza. It's a gewaldic alumnus. He's saying something much deeper than it sounds like. Esei doicha loisase doesn't mean, oh, there is an Isser over here and we're overriding the Isser. No, the Torah says when the mitzvah and the Isser meet up together and in the same zach, azah is not Osir. It's doicha the Isser. Masha Inkin, if you're going to have a clash, that the item is going to stay totally, completely Osir, just I have it, Tzivoy, that's not going to be grounds to say Esei doicha loisase. So Memela Zokti Or Sameach in general, by Macholos Asuris, you will not find the concept of Esei Deir Chalois Aseh in Shas. Ah, you'll ask me, says the Or Sameach, but when it comes to Etzem Sheyesh by Moyach, that the Gemara in Zvachim asked, why don't you crack the bone of the Korban Pesach? No, that's the Pula Sa'aveira. That's not the Isser Cheftza of Macholos Asuris. It's the Isser Pula of Shviras Etzem. It's not the Cheftza Shal Maichel. And he thinks that this Yisoid is a machloikas, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, whether or not the Gemara asked the Kasha of Esei Decholois Asei by Matzah Shal Chodosh. He says that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli have a machloikas, he proves whether or not Chodosh is an Isser Gavra, because it's an Isser Zmani, or it's an Isser Cheftza. And he proves this from the Gemara's in Psachim and from the Yerushalmi. So whether or not Chodosh is going to be an Isser Gavra or an Isser Cheftza is now going to be now Lishitosam, whether or not they're going to entertain the possibility of a mitzvah on the Gavra could be Doicha the Isser. That's the Yisoid of the Or Sameach. A fascinating Yisoid in Ahagdar and Esei Dechaleis Asei. Rabbi Sait, the Nemuki Yosef and Arsugya. The Nemuki Yosef held you to say Esei Dechaleis Asei by the mitzvah of Sukkah, because the item is going to be Osir if it's a neder. And the mitzvah on the gavra can't be doicha in Isra on the cheftza. It's a murder de gazach. The yisoid of the... He doesn't quote our sugya. But that's the yisoid adover. That the whole din of Esei doicha loisas is a nu havana, according to this Nemuki Yosef, according to the Or Sameach. It's not just we found a hechitimtze that it would be mutter. It has to be that the etzem dover has a clash. He has a mitzvah going on it and has an Isra going on it. Memela, that's the answer to the kash. So Memela, I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, and with this I close, why didn't the Rashba say it like this? Fakerta, not only is the Rashba problematic from the Gemara in Yevamos that we have to get back to, that he's against the Gemara, but why didn't the Rashba say this, Yisoid? So it sounds like the Rashba might not agree to this, Yisoid. Sounds like there might be a fundamental machloikis between the Rashba and the Nemuki Yosef about this very concept. Nothing to do with Nedarim, about Esei Deichalois Aseh. Can an essay on the Gavra be Doiche in Isser on the Cheft? The Nemuki Yosef clearly says no, and the Rashba says yes. The Stipler says something myridic, but I don't want to take away. We have to end right now. The Stipler proves that this is the Rashba Shita. Rashba elsewhere. And Amir Tzashem, it'll come out. It'll be a Nafkamina in Sugyas in Nedarim, and I'll be the Rashba Lashitas Amir Tzashem. But we'll pick up with this Amir Tzashem next week. Shkoyach.
I don't really know these. No, well, I'm just kind of guessing. Sure. It seems like.